Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second edition of the Downstairs Care Out There blog podcast. My name's Mitchell Thomas. What I want to talk about today on the podcast is my experience of SMAC Gold, a conference in the Gold Coast, March this year. It was an absolutely amazing conference to attend. I was blown away by the amount of knowledge that was made available to me. Normally, as a paramedic, we're not invited to attend such high-level conferences or conferences designed for doctors and nurses, but SMAC truly put it on an open level for everyone. I didn't feel at all excluded or out of my depth being there. Everyone was absolutely amazing. I want to thank the Student Paramedics Association for filling my social calendar every night with dinners and just some generally cool people to hang out with. I'd also like to thank Tim Leuenberg and Min Lekong for showing me around and introducing me to some of the student paramedics and paramedics, people like Ambo Foam, Rob Simpson, and Alan Ead. It might shock you to hear that I tapered my journey through SMAC Gold to be primarily centred on the pre-hospital environment. When I initially arrived at SMAC Gold, I wasn't quite sure if this was the conference for me. I really knew no one there except through hearing them on podcasts and reading their blogs, but that was all blown out of the water the minute we walked into the first session. The minute Vic Brazel spoke about timing tribes and STEMIs and breaking down the barriers between different health communities and working as one team. It was further reassured by Karim Brody's talk on triumph over trauma, explaining that cutting-edge trauma care needs to be done on the roadside because that's where the injury happens. Trauma doesn't start at the front doors of the hospital, was the general theme of Karim's talk. He really emphasised that we as paramedics are part of the system that gets the patient to the hospital that they need to be at during trauma. By this point in the conference, I was already blown away. It was an absolutely amazing experience, and I'd only been there for 45 minutes. To hear these two leaders speak about two of the bigger issues in pre-hospital care truly cemented, to my mind, that this was a conference for everyone. I'm not going to do a blow-by-blow account of every talk. What I am going to talk about is a few of the big highlights, and also talk about my two favourite talks, being Cases from the Races by Dr. John Hines and When to Stop Resuscitation by Cliff Reid. John Hines, in his talk, opened my eyes to the particular challenges faced by motorsport doctors. He showed us a number of the mechanisms of injury that you can watch out for, things that raise your suspicion for serious injury, emphasised taking in the entire scene, and he emphasised some of the specific injuries that can occur because of specific fall types and things done, such as placing your foot on the ground, causing severe fractures of the leg. One of the most interesting things I saw was creating an area to manage a patient's airway by removing the front mouth guard of the helmet using a jiggly saw. He also gave a number of tips and tricks on how to get the large amounts of protective equipment that motorcycle riders are required to wear off them safely and effectively. The exciting thing was, a few weeks after I attended SMAC Gold, I was able to go to a motorcycle rider and put some of this stuff into practice. The other presentation I also thought very highly of was Cliff Reid's When Should Resuscitation Stop? Look, I'm not going to say much more about it on the podcast because it will just rob you of the experience of hearing Cliff Reid speak on a topic that he's so passionate about. When should resuscitation stop would possibly be one of the best SMAC talks and one of the best Cliff Reid talks. He's outdone himself from last year, definitely. It was quite an amazing talk, and I think there was a lot of thought out there in the audience. Of course, this talk was given on the morning for resuscitationists when we were talking about resuscitation. The day before was a talk on palliation and when should care stop. So SMAC was really covering all of it. It was covering when we should intervene on patients and when we should maybe think about stopping. When is what we're doing too much? The biggest advantage to me of SMAC Gold was networking, meeting people that I've spoken to on social media and whose podcasts and blogs I've been reading for a long time. It was nice to put a person behind the name that I've known. I especially enjoyed, while at SMAC Gold, I ran into a fairly large cohort from my local hospital, team of doctors and nurses. It was quite nice to get to know them outside of the department and spend some time at social events with them. I definitely think one of the understated benefits of SMAC Gold was the networking I got with my peers in the hospital side of care. Having the ability to feedback immediately on the lectures via Twitter and having the ability to have all the key points of the lectures summarised via Twitter. There were some very good people there who were constantly tweeting away throughout the SMAC Gold conference, providing a blow-by-blow account on Twitter for those who are following on the SMAC Gold hashtag. I know that Alan from Pre-Hospital Research composed an entire article based on just tweets from SMAC Gold. He managed to brilliantly sum up a lot of the key points, and you can find that on his website, Pre-Hospital Research, which I'll put a link to in my show notes on the WordPress site. And I mean, that had to be the best thing about SMAC Gold. Not only were questions coming in from the audience that was present in the room, but there were questions coming in from all across the world via Twitter. It was very exciting to follow along with in the crowd there, seeing what people were thinking of what was being said. I mean, I've never actually been to a conference where we've had that kind of level of feedback, especially instantaneous feedback, where the statement's said and a few seconds later it's up on Twitter, and then seconds after that someone's asking a question or emphasising a point in the statement, or someone, even people just finding the research and posting up papers, posting up past links to studies that the authors have based their statements off. It's really interesting to see. I've not been to a conference with that level of interaction or involvement before, and I think it's definitely the way we should go with conferences. I really enjoyed the SMAC Gold format. I'm fairly young and I'm fairly conversive with all manners of technology, so that format works really well for me. And I mean, I can imagine that if you weren't so technologically inclined, you might fall behind a little, or you might miss out on a large part of that conference. I hope more conferences begin to open up the floor to this questions by Twitter style, as it allows more people to ask a greater variety of questions and it allows people to put questions out there. So even if they're not answered directly by the speaker, they get answered by other members of the conference community. I think attending SMAC Gold developed me professionally in a way that never could have happened at any other conference. The openness of it, the fact that doctors, nurses, paramedics were all in the same room attending the same speeches and presentations, meant that we all had a common ground to stand on and a common base point from which to start our conversations. Interestingly to me, this developed my knowledge of what happens after the patient is dropped off at the emergency department by us, a part of the continuum of care that we usually don't see unless we undertake a higher placement or have had some experience with it in the past. Often we drop our patients at the emergency department and are really ignorant to their journey after that point. And I believe that's important in the following the continuum of care, knowing what happens to our patients, knowing how our treatments affect our patients. I think what I got out of SMAC Gold was a greater involvement in the entire health community. I certainly met a lot of interesting people who had a lot of things to say about to me and a lot to learn about paramedic care, and I inversely had a lot to learn about the care that they provide. I think that that helped break down some of the barriers that we have between the groups that form amongst healthcare, the hospital staff, the pre-hospital staff, and the community health staff. I think we see a great breaking down of barriers when we all attend a group conference like this. I think that being in the same room together, listening to the same lectures as everyone else, really gave us the chance to foster conversation based on what we'd heard, without bringing into it any kind of any bias, without uniforms and name tags. We were all just healthcare professionals. And I mean, each individual person brought their own context to the conversation, which was really exciting to hear. Rarely do we get the opportunity to discuss patient outcomes with ICU doctors and nurses, people from the ED. We meet them in passing, but often we don't have the chance to sit down and have a good 1 or 2 hour discussion, really interrogate them about what it is they do for our patient after we drop them off at the doors. that was what I really got out of SMAC. I really got to meet some people that I found quite interesting and immensely enjoyed talking to. I got to ask a lot of questions that I've often wanted to ask at hospital and get a lot of really good answers from a wide variety of sources. And I think that's why I went into SMAC. I really wanted to just get some answers about patients' clinical course. I wanted to hear some exciting lectures by passionate people on topics that they really believe in. And I'd say that SMAC delivered on that. I'd say that there's a number of lectures that you should watch out for as they slowly start to appear on the internet from SMAC. And I mean, SMAC is really the conference that just keeps on giving. Even though I attend it, I'll still be listening to the podcasts when they come out and refreshing my memory on what I heard. Also, with so many concurrents going on, I was unable to attend them all. I kept up with them thanks to the coverage by everyone on Twitter. But there'll still be some really exciting lectures to listen to that I unfortunately missed out on. I want to mention the SonoWars session, which was an educational and entertaining experience. Having very little understanding of ultrasound going into it, I was initially quite concerned that it'd all go over my head. However, the teaching provided by all the people up on stage, as well as some of the practical tips and tricks shown with ultrasound, the cutting apart of a Play-Doh heart to show the different views that you get from ultrasound, really brought it to a level where I could understand it. And I think having seen that, going out of that room, I knew more about ultrasound than I'd ever learned before. I just wanted to finish off by saying that if you're thinking of going to next year's SMAC in the United States, stop thinking and start doing it. I initially wasn't going to go to SMAC in the Gold Coast, but at the last minute I was convinced to, and I don't regret that decision at all. So from this paramedics experience, SMAC was an invaluable learning opportunity, and I'm glad I took the most of it. I'm glad I sat in lectures and learned. I'm glad that the speakers there were so passionate about their topics. I'm glad that I got to meet other professionals that shared my views and opinions. I'd just like to say that by far my biggest regret of SMAC was not speaking to Cliff Reed. This is the third time that I've been in the same room as Cliff. In fact, I even sat right next to him during one of the lectures and didn't say hi. So if anyone who listens to the podcast ever catches me and Cliff Reed in the same room together, you need to remind me to talk to him. This has been Mitchell Thomas for the Downstairs Care Podcast. That's all I've got for you this week. Hopefully, next time on the podcast, I'll actually have someone else other than my own voice. I'm sure the listeners will enjoy that. I'm hoping to get Aiden. For those of you who don't know him, he goes by the handle alittlemedic on Twitter. He's currently a first-year student at the UTAS campus in Roselle. I'm going to have a chat to him about some of the things he's done overseas. It should be a very interesting interview, and I'm hoping to have that up within the next 2 or 3 weeks. Thanks for listening once again. This has been Mitchell Thomas.